You mightn't guess it, but that carefree, buoyant music marks the beginning of one of the most horrendously difficult movements ever to confront a pianist with only two hands. It also shows anyone who thinks that Brahms is heavy and stodgy just how wrong they are. But he was definitely a composer who liked to think big, and there's no piano concerto by a great composer that comes bigger or more daunting to play than the Brahms B-flat. It's also the only piano concerto since Beethoven in which the orchestra is at least as important as the soloist. More than once it's been described as a symphony with piano obbligato, and it's a work that constantly keeps you guessing. It's in four huge movements, and from the very beginning, Brahms surprises us. We've assembled, figuratively speaking, in the hall, with the orchestra and piano in front of us. The first thing we hear, though, isn't the orchestra or the piano, but a solitary, leisurely horn solo, whose rising inflection at the end gives it the character of a question. But the piano now enters, with a gentle embrace, and begins to develop the tune before the horn has even finished it. It takes the rising pattern of the opening three notes, converts it into a steep rise from the bass register of the piano to the treble, and there repeats the questioning figure of the opening horn call. And in the first six notes we hear, though nobody could possibly guess it, lie the seeds from which much of this magnificent movement grows.